256.
Puts Rand Paul in business for the first time over the top in Kentucky as he is the GOP winner in the primaries there, knocking off Trey Grayson, who was Mitch McConnell's pick. And this is interesting what's happened in Kentucky. It's just a microcosm, I think, of what we're going to see across the country in these midterm elections. And an even bigger deal in Pennsylvania, bigger because you had a 30-year incumbent, a guy who was a Democrat, then a Republican, then a Democrat, and jumped on the coattails of President Obama. He went down at the hands of a congressman, Joe Sestak. So Arlen Specter, it's curtains for him after all those years. And somebody new will be in that seat, whether it's the Democrat or the Republican in Pennsylvania. That'll be an interesting race, too, by the way, to watch in the midterms. There are a couple of other things politically to talk about, but it's pretty obvious that the frustration, the anger, the, I think, American public's, feeling of being left behind, I guess, like the trains have taken off and you're still on the platform. I think that's a good way to describe it. A lot of people in America feel that way. Okay, so you're on the trains, you got the front seats. The middle class, we got nothing. We're in the steerage. We're not even in steerage. We're stuck on the platform with our tickets in our hands. And we're going to see more changes. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And these are only primaries. What ultimately happens in those midterm elections? We're also going to talk about the tar bowls in Florida. There is fears that the oil slick is spreading. They're very worried about it in Key West. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those places in between. If you're left, if you're right, if you call yourself gray, you're welcome to comment on this show. It's about the conversation and the water cooler buzz that it creates at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Ironically enough, as often because we're talking about heavy, serious things, and we're serious people, and we're furious, and we're trying to make things happen. We're trying to shake things up. I'm proud of so many of the people that have called this show, that have written letters and emails and called congresspeople and senators and gotten off their rear ends and done something about it when they didn't like what was happening in their own backyards. But because that's really what we do, a lot of times we like to laugh, let's face it. A day without laughter to me is like a day that I might as well not be on the planet Earth. So we like to lighten the load. I do not watch American Idol, but I'm familiar with it thanks to Al, who listens to us in Canada. And ironically enough, I was at a concert, a throwback concert in Dallas over the weekend, where you had groups like B-52s and you had 38 Special and Vince Neil and, you know, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Just there were just a ton of different groups, Bowling for Soup. And in between all of it, I had a chance to meet a guy named Casey James. Casey James. And I didn't understand what all the fuss was about until I started to see the signs when I stepped back around in front of the stage and saw that there were all these American Idol signs that had gone up. Turns out that Casey James, who is one of the finalists on American Idol, lives right down the street from where I live. So here's a little slice, Al, for you of Casey James.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for us. We'd like to know.
All right, that's enough of Casey James. I'll say this. When he jumped on the stage and people went crazy and they gave him the key to the city and all this other stuff, he was better. He was better than this Mrs. Robinson rendition because he was kind of rocking out. He sang his own tune, and he's a cute little dude. Don't know if he'll win American Idol, but how funny that Al was gigging me about that show, and then here I met this guy who is in the finals for it on Fox on that ever-popular show. How you doing, Al?
Hi, Kate. If Crystal Bauer Sucks does not win Canadian Idol, I am going to become an atheist. I'm serious. Those other two guys, I can't even remember their names, but they're not even in the same league as her. They're not even in the same sport. Did you hear her version of Maybe I'm Amazed?
No, I did not.
She sang Maybe I'm a, that, yeah, it's by Paul McCartney. You probably heard that song.
I know that song, yeah.
It was like a Grand Slam home run in the bottom of the ninth inning in game seven of the World Series. It was ready. And also, Arlen Specter, I think Arlen Specter should change his last name to Spectator. Because he is sitting, he's pretty much out now gone in November, right?
He's gone. He's done. That's it. Curtains for him. I call him Arlen the Defector Spectre. Yeah.
Well, he'll be a spectator. Arlen Spectator. He's got a job till November then. And then he'll be a star of a new show called Idol Americans. He'll be unemployed. And also, Kate, you know, I think Crystal Bauer Sox should sing the national anthem the night that the Philadelphia Flyers win the Stanley Cup, because the Flyers, they are a team of destiny. I can't see anybody stop. I don't think the Montreal, I don't think the hated Montreal Canadiens, I every time I say that name, I gotta spit, so I'm sorry, excuse me, but the Montreal Canadiens, they're not even gonna score a goal against the Flyers. So it's gonna be four straight.
Wow, if you don't think they're gonna score a goal, that would be amazing if it was a shutdown.
Yeah. I think that would be the first time in any sport, never mind the NFL or any sport, in Major League Baseball, where has any team in Major League Baseball ever won the World Series in four straight without letting the other team score any runs?
No.
At all?
No, not that I know of. No.
If the Flyers go four straight against Montreal and have four shutouts, I think that will be a record.
That would be incredible if that happened. I still think the Canadians will slip in a goal, but I do think the Flyers win the series.
And I hope those crazy French Canadians boo. I don't like it, but I hope they boo the Star Spangled Banner when the Flyers are in Montreal on Thursday night, because if they do, the Flyer fans are going to kill them. They won't get a moment's peace when they come back to Philly if they boo the American National Anthem.
Boy, that's the truth.
Also, Kate, this is a get ready to hit the groaner button. Do you know what the Chicago Blackhawks' favorite song on their boombox in their dressing room is?
No, I mean, they're ahead in their series, but I don't know that.
It's the song by Whitney Houston's aunt. It's called "Do You Know the Way to Beat San Jose?" I told you it was a groaner, but I was so busy celebrating the Philadelphia Flyers. Did San Jose beat Chicago tonight?
No, Chicago won again.
Also, it's going to be the Chicago Blackhawks. That's going to be because the Chicago Blackhawks and the Philadelphia Flyers, those are two teams that have the most Canadian and American players on their teams. The other teams have got a bunch of left-wing, liberal, democratic type of socialist European players on Montreal and San Jose. Chicago and Philly have the most Canadian and American players.
Yeah, that makes it interesting. It could be Philly and Chicago. That would be a lot of trash talk between those two cities. Odds and ends next.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Kentucky, and they can feel it in Pennsylvania and maybe in Arkansas too. Interesting things afoot, but this was what we knew was going to happen. I don't think anybody believes that this is an incredible shocker. Pennsylvania wasn't a shocker, and I don't think Rand Paul was really a shocker either. We played an interview I did with Rand Paul in the first hour, and when we were talking, the money was just flying into his coffers. Everybody was trying to support him. I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people were supporting his push to be the next senator in Kentucky, and he definitely has a massive conservative slant, especially when it comes to the do-re-mi. I like a lot of what he says about the Federal Reserve. But midterm elections, November, that's when it's going to be a bloody massacre. I think that whether whoever it is, the incumbents are going to find themselves, a lot of them, out of jobs because of the frustrations of their constituents. You know, it's, I'll say it again, never forget, and I know you're all smart and you realize this, the government is you. The government is us. It is we, the people. The people representing us are supposed to be doing just that, representing us. But the power wand is a powerful hypnotic, and a lot of people change once they're elected and once they get into the grind of that machine in Washington and really, to me, it just grinds to a halt day after day. Tom is listening to us in Texas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm glad that you called, Tom. We didn't have anything to talk about, really, as far as voting in Texas. But, of course, when it comes to the governor's race, that's a different story.
Well, it doesn't make any difference anyway. Whoever's going to win is going to win. Whoever's going to lose is going to lose.
I like that philosophy.
Well, there you go, man. But this odds and ends. Now then, who has the longest album on the charts?
The longest album on the charts of all time?
Of all time.
If I'm going to take a guess, if you were saying longest album, longest cut on the album, I would like put Stairway to Heaven up there, but it's not Stairway to Heaven. It's not Led Zeppelin. It's not Leonard Skinner. It's not any of those. Is it Beatles?
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know that. I just listened to that CD the other day. Wow.
744 weeks on the charts.
744 weeks. Tom, you learn something new every day.
There you go. Now then, how about Miss USA? They should have gave it to the lady from Oklahoma because that's where they put the real Americans when them white people came over here anyway.
Well, she was politically incorrect because they asked her what she thought about Arizona. And,
yeah.
And of course, the judge that asked her was Hispanic and was not happy with her answer.
Yeah, we don't care about him anyway. And our inspector, somebody ought to send him some Huggies because he's full of it. Now
well,
then, fishing in the Gulf. Well, let me tell you something. I was a truck driver all my life. You know where Nogales, Arizona is?
Yes, I know that area, yes.
I used to pick up frozen shrimp in Nogales and take it to Gulfport, Mississippi.
Woo, that's a haul.
Yeah, buddy, from the desert to the Gulf. Figure that one out. Now that I'm going to leave you with this, America is a pro-choice country. You get to choose your clothes, your food, your town, your car, every stinking thing you want. So, pro-choice and pro-life. Don't cram your pro-choice down my throat.
Ba-dum-bump, I like it. Pro-choice. We are pro-choice in this country because we do get to make our own choices. Tom, that was good. Thanks. Appreciate the phone call. How about the Pink Floyd? I'm still reeling from that piece of information, 744 weeks. I wouldn't have known that. I would never have guessed. And I know, listen, Matt, I know you had no idea. You would never have guessed Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I don't think so. If I had to go like a rock band from the 70s, I probably would have gone maybe Led Zeppelin, something like that, although they weren't entirely a mainstream act. So.
No, that's why I said that. I didn't think it was Led Zeppelin or Leonard Skinner or any of them, but Pink Floyd.
Yeah,
that was
something new every day.
You know, that was a popular album, though. They did a movie with it, so the I guess if you think about it, that should have been up there as one of the top five, but I absolutely would not have guessed that. You know, I like what Tom said at the end. It's so true. I say this all the time. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And that's why you get to call radio shows like this and nobody tells you what to think. You can think what you want to think, which is why I always invite everybody to call. I don't care where you hail from and what your opinions are. It is about the conversation and the highway that we're all traveling on where we can have that conversation. When they start to shut the conversation down, that's when we get scared. If the fairness doctrine had gone through, I would have been very, very alarmed by that and would have ripped radio apart, certainly news talk radio. Because if you don't like what you hear on any given station on any given day, you can always change the channel. You can't do that. I know I've said this a zillion times, and I want to beat another one of the dead horses that's hanging around here in my little stable. But you can't do that in Venezuela. You can't do that in Cuba. You can't do that in North Korea. You can't do that in China because they decide for the people in their state-run media organizations what they're going to get. In Iran, same thing. They decide what is available. It's certainly not going to be a free-for-all of free-flowing conversation. Geez, we don't like what Ahmadinejad is saying on the world stage, and let's blog about it, and let's call the radio station and actually talk about the politics of it all. That's not happening. There's no chance of that happening. So just pinch yourself every single day and thank God that you live in this country. I mean, honestly, a country where we can see people topple when there's frustrations among those folks in Pennsylvania or in Kentucky or in Arkansas, because in Arkansas, you know, you have the incumbent Democrat who's been forced into a runoff there. And it's a sign of the times, to say the least. All right, I said I would. He was talking about that there a little bit. Tom was the oil spill, and to me, I'm concerned about the people who make their livelihood there, because I've seen them. I have family that lives in Galveston and a place called Bayou Vista that some of you may have ever heard of or don't know. It's a cool area, canal area, and they live there. And I've been out there fishing with them, actually. So I've seen the rigs, and I know the fishing folks there, and this is a big blow to all of them. Simple folks, many of them, that are just kind of making a living doing what they're doing and what they like to do. But the oil spill is certainly smashing that, and it could smash it for a while. Now, the president said he was disappointed that the proposal had stalled in the U.S. Senate. The proposal I'm talking about is now that they've acknowledged that there were these lax regulations prior to the spill, the Democrats decided that they were going to lift a cap on oil companies' economic liability for spills. But it's been held up now at this point. And what Obama is saying, he's disappointed in this effort to ensure that the oil companies have to pay for the disasters they cause, and he doesn't understand why it's stalled in the Senate on a partisan basis, because it's going to hurt the taxpayers rather than the oil companies. But there was a procedural move on the floor that stopped it from actually getting there, because they're saying that raising the cap would actually, unfortunately, what it would do is, and see, there's always the other side of this that people don't talk about. When you think of all the oil wells, the other part of this is that if you raise the cap, you have a problem with the small drillers. So big oil likes to have the caps so that they could roll the way they roll. But if they lift up the caps, it would actually favor them more, because what would it be for BP to have to pay? But if somebody in a smaller sort of, I'll call it mom and pop shop, had to do it, they couldn't afford to do it. Right now, federal law, just to reiterate, only requires companies to pay for the environmental damage, but they have to pay for the economic damages. They're capped at $75 million. So they want to raise the cap to $10 billion, and some want to just rip the cap completely off. It's a good fair or foul. What do you do under those circumstances, and how many small businesses are affected by it? You can always throw in your 2 cents on anything and everything. 800-259-5791.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You worry, You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I wonder how long James Brown's songs were on the charts. Some of his popular ones. This was a pretty popular one. Good book. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place. We move like those sharks in that nursery that they found. Did you hear the story about this ancient nursery of giant extinct sharks that they found? Yeah, they're calling it a megalodon. The largest shark that ever lived was unearthed in Panama. Largest giant shark. Wow. It roughly lived between 17 million and 2 million years ago. So they found the fossil. They found these fossil teeth. And they could reach to 6.6 inches long and could stretch up to 52 feet long. And the fetuses were 13 feet in length. So scientists are looking into it. They're investigating about two 10-million-year-old fossil sites in Panama, and they found troves. I mean, troves. That's the cool part when they find stuff of these teeth, about 400 in total. And the other fossils that they discovered that were covered with, you know, the showed like the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. They could see that there was a marine strait by looking at the fossil, but fact that they found them in this one area is fascinating, I think. And it's the first evidence they have that megaloons had nurseries. They didn't, you know, where they birthed them, I guess. So, you know, great white sharks raise their young in nurseries. So here's the predecessor to that. I don't know. There's something about the whole fossil thing that fascinates me. I went to the tar pits in, okay, Beverly Hills. There's a lot of things you can say about Beverly Hills and how stretched back the skin is in Beverly Hills when you're walking around. There's fossils of a different kind that hang out there. But truly, there's like all these fossils underneath Beverly Hills, if they would just dig it up. And they have these the La Brea tar pits where all the dinosaurs and all kinds of stuff that they've been able to unearth, things that they found underneath the tar pits where they would get stuck. I've wanted to just stumble upon a fossil, but it's never happened to me, only in a gift shop. Matt, how about you? You know, you hail from Minnesota. I got to think that there's some arrowhead somewhere out there in the wilderness. If you're out there hunting or out camping somewhere, you just might happen upon a fossil.
Yeah, there's been stuff like that. I remember, what is it, back in, I don't even know how old I was, but we used to go on these things called digs where you go out into, like, the wilderness and you try to find fossils and things like that.
Cool.
Every once in a while, because it was, they'd go out in some known, I don't know, Indian land, Native American land, and you'd find arrowheads and things like that. So I've seen one or two in my life.
Yeah, like I said, I've only seen them in gift shops. I've never stumbled upon them. But I think it's cool whenever I hear stories about, you know, if you do this for a living, if you're one of these archaeologists or an expert in a certain field, a lot of what their work is very mundane. They're at a site for a while. They're just looking for that discovery. They're looking for that find.
That is not something I have the patience for.
I couldn't
either. I think it's intriguing, like watching things like that on Discovery Channel or History Channel and seeing the whole story behind like certain things evolving and how different things work, but actually doing the work and sitting out there and trying to find it, not for me.
No, I'd have to have an iPod with 10 million songs in it. I can't even imagine. I just would never, he's right, I'd never have that patience either. So when they have these discoveries, it's huge. Like the Indiana Jones lifestyle is not at all what it's like to be an archaeologist. And the archaeologist has to constantly raise money and get grants for these expensive digs and get the people to go on the digs with them wherever it is that they're going, the best and the brightest. And they'll be there for a while and they get lucky. They, you know, do the research and they know kind of approximately what they might find in an area. But then when they find it, they gotta be like little kids when they find stuff like that. Like this nursery thing in scientific terms is really a big deal because it goes back to history and origins and learning more about sharks. Speaking of sharks of a different sort, a couple of them were in our courtrooms today in New York City. The Times Square car bomb suspect, Shahzad. How quickly we forget about Mr. Faisal Shahzad, who assimilated like a shark among the people in Connecticut and others who were around him and touched his life or he touched theirs. But the Pakistani-born U.S. citizen muttered just one word in a 10-minute hearing. He just said yes when he was asked to confirm an affidavit about his financial status, which allowed him to have a public defender. He had a gray sweatshirt or sweatsuit, and his hair was a little bit long. He was handcuffed. Of course, he was handcuffed. He was read his rights, all that kind of stuff, and that was it. He was the guy who botched the bombing in Times Square, and he was there facing charges on terrorism and weapons for the first time since he was arrested 2 weeks ago, and they pretty much let him away. He was being held without bail at this point, and his attorney was asked during the hearing if Shahzad could be provided with special meals, challah meals, according to Muslim dietary laws that govern how food is prepared, but no word on whether they were willing to do that or not. This is a guy who was a budget analyst and voluntarily waived his rights at an initial court appearance when he was cooperating. So he decided to talk to investigators without doing that. And it is pretty uncommon. Usually that doesn't happen. Usually they don't spill the beans. Usually they lawyer up. But the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan swears that Shahzad is providing valuable intelligence, that there might be information he's giving that will help in future courses of action against other people. So is he giving up some people, you know? He's got to be getting a life sentence, though, because everything that he's charged with would be a life sentence, with the explosives and the fire and explosives and all of that. And after his arrest, he admitted to driving. He just gave it up right away, that he just let it spill out, that he drove the SUV into Times Square and he was getting terror training for 5 months in Pakistan. Yeah, the main thing here is, if there's anything that he provides, how to shut down that network that happens in the Northeast so that more people aren't assimilating and trying to do the same thing. Although, as it leaves my lips, it's ridiculous because we know that there are many more Shahzads out there. How about the Somali suspect who was the face of piracy? We talked about that for a long time on America Tonight. He was the guy who staged the high seas attack on the ship off the coast of Africa. He pled guilty to charges. He hijacked the ship and kidnapped its captain. And so you had two interesting, kind of an interesting day, actually, in court with the one suspect and then the car bombing guy, Shahzad, you know, all people that I'm sure at one point I probably threw in my own dungeon here on ATN. We've been talking about NASA and the fact that the space shuttle program is winding down. I got a bunch of emails on this. In fact, I will go to our emails in our next segment. Trust me, I read them. If you have any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net. But NASA is saying now, if NASA exploration of Mars were pretty much put on a bumper sticker, it would say, follow the water. And that's what NASA is saying, because there's this big push to justify. So what, at this point, pretty much it is, we found water. Ice was discovered by the Phoenix lander, remember, a couple of years ago. So now what do? It's all about the signs of life, and that's something they haven't done since 76. They want to bring Martian rock and soil samples back to Earth. They could analyze them for traces of, this is what they're saying, alien bacteria or chemical or biological clues that could only be explained by something that was alive. Right now, the way it's outlined, it would be a three-part deal. And it would cost about $10 billion and take several years to complete. NASA can't afford it on its own, so they joined up with the European Space Agency to map out a shared project, so they wouldn't have to have the price tag all on the back of our government. And talking about Mars, they feel like at NASA that they can learn so much from Mars with these samples and bringing them back, because they've been floating around for the past 25 years without going anywhere. You know, NASA has a problem. They have a PR problem. Either people totally get what they do, are totally confused by what they do, know that we are so bloody screwed on the money front that when you have to make tough decisions, NASA is not on a lot of people's radars. But the problem is, with the one program going down, being scrapped, the Constellation program, a lot of the best scientists, a lot of the best minds in the program, they're going to skedaddle, some of them, because what are they going to do? They're going to have to have cut costs there. And is it that NASA wasn't effective? Is it that why are you scrapping these programs that you already pumped so much ridiculous amounts of money in, and now we're going to scrap it halfway through when we're close to finding something out? And I think it is a PR problem. Because there is a disconnect now. It's not like the first man walking on the moon. There is a disconnect between what we know and what's viable and what's happening and what we're being told. I think that's the long and the short of it. I'm going to tell you this, and to be certain this is true, coming up next, we're going to hit the mailbag.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine.
I guarantee that's the way Congressman Joe Sestak feels after beating the 130-year senator, and that would be Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania, and probably Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, is feeling the same way in Kentucky. It's been a wild ride for him. We're talking politics here for a quick second. Primaries, that was the big buzz on the day. I promise I will go to the mailbag, and I will do that in just a quick second here. But something else worth mentioning. We've talked about the oil spill till we're blue in the face. There's nothing great, consequence to mention here. That's everything we keep saying. How big, how long, all that stuff, problems on the rig, whose fault, what's going to happen to the people who make their livelihood here, all the arguments on the Hill and talking about whether or not to cap the liabilities. to uncap it and make it unlimited so the companies have to pay, but what about the small guy? We were running around the same circle over and over and over again. But quickly on the world stage, sadly, kind of a grim milestone, as I read a headline that said exactly that, grim milestone. I knew what they were talking about. You think of the years that we have invested in Afghanistan and Iraq before that. Troops are dying a lot younger. A lot of times these are kids that are out of boot camp. That's why I asked that question. Where are we in 10 years in Afghanistan? I hope that something comes of this for the lives that are lost as a result of our being in Afghanistan and combing through those villages. It's not uncommon for somebody to get shipped over. They're on the front lines. And then an IED or something else happens, and then that's unfortunately it. So the grim milestone is the number 1,000, 1,000 dead as American troops as a result of the fighting in Afghanistan. And it's the lethal IEDs that are taking limbs and lives, just like they did in Iraq, because they're much more powerful. And they're in Afghanistan, there are more of them even than they had to deal with in Iraq. And you've got some very, very tough conditions, warm, incredible hot sun pounding down on these guys as they go into the sniper's nest in that Pakistan-Afghanistan border. So just a tip of the cap to all of the people who serve this great nation and are in Afghanistan risking it all. 1,000 Americans dead. We move from that to the mailbag. Quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Mm-hmm. We do have mail. And we've got mail here from Jenna Dahl. And Jenna says, hello, Kate. I've enjoyed recently listening to the show. I accidentally stumbled upon you a couple of months ago. We love the accidental ones. And you were talking at the time a mixture of things, of politics and some other things that were going on in the country. And you asked the question of who would you pink slip in the Obama administration? And I laughed hysterically when you talked about Robert Gibbs and called him the White House flack. Do you still feel the same way? Oh, yeah. I do still feel the same way. Listen, the guy was smart enough to help Obama get elected, smart in the sense that they used social networking, and it worked. It did. It worked. But now, in the role of the White House spokesperson, he's antagonistic beyond all belief. I mean, listen, I'm as sarcastic as the next one, but listening to him day after day and some of the responses, I can't even stand listening to the White House chatter, because of what Gibbs ultimately puts out there. And I think, if anything, if I was Obama, the White House spokesperson is supposed to really deflect everything. And they can't always do that, but the idea is you try to put it in the best light possible for the guy who's in the White House. And I just don't think it's working out all that great. But he's tight with Obama, and there's no way there's going to be a move there unless he decides to move. But bigger on that pink slip list, and I know I put him on the list, to me, and this was, she's right, this was months ago, it was one night on the air I said it, and I would say the first person to go for me would be the Attorney General, because I think he talks around things, and the latest deal with Arizona and the fact that he didn't even read the law and he was commenting on it and saying how, you know, he would have to comb through it because of the unconstitutionality of it, but yet he couldn't cite any of that because he hadn't read the law. So to me, Eric Holder, while he may have a brilliant academic background and a record of such, he just is not right for this job. He never stays the course. He is probably one of the biggest flip-floppers in that administration. So now I went off on a tangent. Thanks for the note, Jenna. We move from that to Paul Dennis. Hello, America Tonight. I can't wait to see who wins the prizes. You refer to the prizes in the prize closet, but I cannot believe you have not had a winner. I listened a little bit during football season, and then I heard you do the horse thing. Whoever wins the prize package, what would it include? I'm so intrigued. I'm glad you asked that. I cannot reveal everything that is in the prize package because then it would spoil the surprise. I hate it when you hear on a radio show and they tell you and they hit you over the head with it 100 times everything you're going to get. You know some of it, movie tickets, and it would be coupons for cool places to eat and a slew of other things. But I don't want to give it all away because then that spoils it. At this point, if we don't have a contest where somebody wins it, it's just going to be too big. Matt is going to have to fly to our satellite facility, pick up the prizes, and deliver them to your doorstep if somebody wins. That's how crazy it's gotten. But, you know, it's fun. Everybody competes, and a lot of people come close. It was hard to nail a trifecta. It was hard to nail the score in the NFL. Ironically, somebody did do it, but he wasn't eligible. He was somebody who worked at GCN, the network, and was filling in, and wasn't even a sports fan. But so it can be done, but it has to be done by somebody who's eligible for the prizes. Crilly G writes, "Yo, Kate, Arlen Specter goes down. Were you not surprised even a little bit? What do you think was the swan song for this man who held that office for 30 years? And I got to say, there were some things that Specter did that I agree with, and then there were some ridiculous things. Well, that's like any politician, especially give him 30 years. Give him enough rope and enough time, and you know what he'll do with it. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because of the blunders along the way for Specter in the last year, and then ultimately he did jump parties, whether he admits it or not. He didn't like, oh, I don't like, I can't philosophically, ideologically go along with the Republican Party. It's gone too extreme, whatever. But I think the real reason is he knew he wasn't going to win, and he knew he had to jump, and he did, and he jumped, and then somebody came along, and the people just weren't buying what he was selling this time. And when he was out talking about healthcare reform, he was not so good at those meetings because he would be nailed with specific questions. Well, how much is this going to affect me? And I remember specifically there was a woman that came up and asked a question about healthcare, and he kind of came back at her, and she said, well, I'm not saying I wouldn't pay for healthcare. I will pay for my healthcare, but I want to know how much it's going to cost. I'm a single mother. And he really didn't have any answers for some of the tougher questions that were hurled at him. And the people in Pennsylvania weren't happy with what happened with healthcare reform and the way that was crammed down everybody's throat. But that wasn't the only thing, I think, that cost Specter. So it's a changing of the guard. It's just a question of who it will be. Will it be Sestak? Will it be somebody else? The Democrats could very easily lose that seat in Pennsylvania.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.